Hello, we're back with 10 Minutes of Talmud, and we are continuing our discussion today about gossip. So we'll say our blessing and be on our way. Baruch Ata Adonai Elohim Melech HaOlam Asher Kidshanu Mitzvotav V'Tzivanu La'asot V'Divrei Torah. Okay, still in chapter 1, still Tractate Peah, still Mishnah 1. As you can tell from how long we've been doing this, this beginning passage of Peah is just marvelous, and it just goes on for page after glorious page. So if you're doing programming, let's say you're doing an adult ed class, or even frankly a class for kids, this passage is really great because they can relate to it. The Hebrew is pretty easy. There's not very much Aramaic. And it's really a very easy, soft landing into Yerushalmi for people who haven't done it before. Okay. So we're right in the middle of different kinds of gossip. So we had just had the story about Bar Kovetz and what should we have for lunch, chutzin, we should have cheese. And then Rabbi Yochanan says, that is secret gossip, Lashon Hara Bitznea. Okay, and we're on 8b2 here in Peah. All right, now they're going to give us another kind of example of this. Okay. Bulevtei Tziporin, Hava Lahon Sumot. So the leaders of Sepphoris had a similar work draft. By the way, sorry to interrupt, but Sepphoris has a beautiful, beautiful mosaic synagogue floor that has been uncovered and that you can go see. So if you ever go to Israel, make sure you go to Sepphoris and see that floor. I'm sure you can Google it and you'll see pictures of it. But when you're there, think of this story. And all of a sudden, the characters will pop up to life out of the stones. It's really kind of fun. Okay. V'habatman chad mitkare Yochanan v'las leg. So there was one person named Yochanan, and he didn't come to join the work crew. Amar chad l'chad, and one of the people that was on the work crew said to another one, "Leit anan slinkan mevekra leRabbi Yochanan chamadein yomadein. Should we not go up and visit Rabbi Yochanan today, who at that time was sick?" So it sounds like they're just really virtuous, right? They're saying, let's do the mitzvah of visiting the sick. Okay. Amrin, and then the officials realize that Yochanan isn't there, and they say, Yete Yochanan, bring Yochanan and make him come to the work crew. So, you know, In some ways, that's even worse, right? You're pretending you're doing a mitzvah, but in actuality, you're ratting on somebody. Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, and so Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish says, Ze Amar Lashon Hara B'Tzedek. This person said gossip with a sense of righteousness. And just remember, Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish are study partners, and very, very close to each other. Unbelievably close. Amazingly close. If you get my drift. And that's that's not Lashon Hara, that's in Bavli. All right. So now we're going to get to a different sort of area about Lashon Hara. Amar Rabbi Abba Bar Kahana. So Rabbi Abba Bar Kahana says, Doro Shel David Kulan Tzadikim Hayu. So David's generation were all righteous people. B'al Yidei Shehaya Lehen Dil Tormin But because there were informers among them, and that word diltorine it's from the Latin, right? Deleterious. So, you know, to somebody that's bad for you. They would go out to war and suffer casualties. Okay, that makes a lot of sense, right? You can't run a military operation if your plans are being leaked to the other side, right? One of the reasons that President Obama caught Osama bin Laden finally was they kept an unbelievably tight lid on the intelligence, and they didn't tell pretty much anybody what was going to happen, because they realized that every time they told our allies, things didn't turn out very well. Okay? Or as they used to say in World War II, not that I was there, loose lips sink ships. Hushadavid Amar said about this, David said, Nafshi betoch leva'im eshkeva lochatim. My soul is among lions. I lie down with men who are aflame. Now, this is another one of those cases where the part of the verse that they cite does not give you the proof for which you are looking. So if you look at Psalm 57, all of a sudden it becomes clear. For the leader of David, a michtam, when he fled from Saul into a cave, have mercy on me, O God, have mercy on me, for I seek refuge in you. I seek refuge in the shadow of your wings until danger passes. I call to God Most High, to God who is with me, who is good to me. He will reach down from heaven and deliver me. God will send his steadfast love, and my persecutors reviled. As for me, I lie down among man-eating lions, whose teeth are spears and arrows, whose tongue is a sharp sword. Exalt yourself over the heavens, O God. Let your glory be over all the earth. They prepared a net for my feet to ensnare me. They dug a pit for me, but they fell into it. Okay, so again, sometimes you have to look up the proof text to actually get the proof. And just as a treat, I wanted to bring something to you today. I have in my possession, actually in my hand, a book from 1835. I'm talking the actual 1835 book. It's the Psalms of David in meter, according to the version, yes, the Church of Scotland, what can one say? But it fits in the palm of my hand. And it was clearly a book meant to be held and not just read. Sometimes the poetry is a little more mellifluous than other times, but I thought I'd just give you a sample. Okay. My soul among fierce lions is, I firebrands live among, men's sons whose teeth are spears and darts, a sharp sword is their tongue. Be thou exalted very high above the heavens, O God. Let thou thy glory be advanced, or all the earth abroad. My soul's bowed down, for they a net have laid my steps to snare. Into the pit which they have dug for me, they fallen are. My heart is fixed, my heart is fixed, O God, I'll sing in praise. My glory wake with psaltery harp, myself I'll early raise. Does it always work? Sometimes I have a feeling we pronounce things differently than they did in 1835 in Scotland, but some of it's really beautiful. You can get it online. All right, talk to you tomorrow. Bye.